Test 3, PBT style. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, a third person will ask a question about what was said. You will hear the conversation only one time, so you must listen carefully. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one is the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, fill in the oval of the answer you have chosen. Answer all questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. Now listen to an example. You will hear,
"Have you called Pete?"
"I'll call him as soon as I get home."
What does the man mean? You will read the answer choices in your test book. A. He will call Pete before he goes home. B. He will call Pete after he gets home. C. He called Pete at home. D. He will call Pete tomorrow. You learn from the conversation that the man will call Pete as soon as he gets home. The best answer to the question, "What does the man mean?" is choice B. He will call Pete after he gets home. Now continue listening to the recording and begin the test. Number 1.
Fred, we should have the car repaired before spring vacation.
Oh, I'll have Adam fix it.
What does the man mean? Number 2.
Did you hear that Jeff has passed his oral exam?
Finally.
What does the man imply? Number 3.
How do you like the new librarian at the information desk?
You mean Ron? He's been here as long as I have.
What does the man imply? Number 4.
I sure had trouble understanding that article we had to read for class.
It seemed pretty clear to me. Would you like me to help you with it?
Would I? Please do.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
I thought you were on your way to the bookstore.
I have to go back to the classroom again.
Why? What's up?
What does the woman want to know? Number 6.
Mary is going to give me a ride to the party.
How could she? She doesn't have her license yet.
What does the man mean? Number 7.
I'm not sure where the Humanities Building is. Do you know?
Yes, and I'm going that way. Would you like me to show you where it is?
If you don't mind.
What does the woman mean? Number 8.
Does the campus bookstore accept credit cards?
Only if the charge is more than $15.
What does the woman mean? Number 9.
I hope I can still register for the speech class.
I heard there was a waiting list.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
Your final exam will be next Tuesday.
Dr. Jones, is it possible for the exam to be an open book exam?
Sorry, department regulations don't allow that on final exams.
What does the woman mean? Number 11.
Could you take notes for me and get copies of the handouts while I'm away next week?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
What does the man mean? Number 12.
I just can't stop eating this great pizza.
I thought you didn't care for pizza.
Well, I usually don't, but this pizza is really good. I think I'll have one more slice and then that's it.
What does the woman mean? Number 13.
How are you and your roommates getting along?
So far, so good.
What does the man mean? Number 14.
The university policy has changed a lot since I've been here.
Hasn't it?
What does the man mean? Number 15. You weren't scared, were you?
Not much. My heart was beating fast and my knees were shaking, that's all.
What does the woman mean? Number 16.
Shall we sit here and talk?
There is no better place than here.
What does the man mean? Number 17.
What would you like for your graduation present?
A racing bike. That's something I've always wanted.
What does the man mean? Number 18.
I sure did like that sweater.
Why didn't you buy it?
If it had been $10 cheaper, I would have.
What does the woman mean? Number 19.
Marie, why did you get up so early today?
I thought the lab started at 8 a.m.
What does the woman mean? Number 20.
Usually, Jim grades all the papers himself.
Yeah, but this time he gave them to his assistant to grade.
What do they say about Jim?